people to get. So you're going to get the song. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kala More Tama Bina Ke Dayalu Jagata Sansare Tama Bina Ke Dayalu Jagata Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avataram Mosama Patita Prabhu Napa Ebe Aram Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Karna Koro Ami Bhara Dukhi Daya Koro Sita Pati Advaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai Aha Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Pata Yuga Sri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Daya Kara Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasam Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More Shama Vina Kedayalu Jagata Samsare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupad Paramam Saparai Rajakacharya Satursa Tishi Shimadas Dwayne Grishil Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Garanga. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya
Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're continuing our reading of Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, our Saturday reading. We're reading Madhya Lila, chapter 23, entitled Life's Ultimate Goal, text 56. Mama jnana timanandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tatati svapadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminite Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Dishtarne Bancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text 56. Shanta Adi Rasera Yoga Vyoga Dui Beda.
Shanta Adi Rasera Yoga Vyoga Dui Beda. Sakya Vatsalye Eroga Dira Anika Vibeda. Sakya Vatsalye Yoga Dira Anika Vibeda. Shanta Adira Sera Yoga Vyoga Dui Beda. Sakya Vatsalye Yoga Adira Anika Vibeda. Santa Adira Sera Yoga Vyoga Dui Beda. Sakya Vatsalye Yoga Adira Anika Vibeda. Shanta Adi Rasera Yoga Vyoga Dui Beda. Shanta Adi Rasera Yoga Vyoga Dui Beda. Sakya Vatsalya Yoga Dira Anika Vibeda. Anybody else? Shanta Adi Rasera. Of the mellows beginning from neutrality. Yoga, connection. Vyoga, separation. Dui Beda, two divisions. Sakya, in the mellow of friendship. Vatsalye, in parental affection. Sorry, in paternal affection. Huh? What do you got? Oh, look at that. I think it's synonymous, yeah. Paternal, parental. Okay. Yoga Adira. Of connection and separation. Aneka Vibeda. Many varieties. Translation, purport by Zdvengri Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, there are two divisions of each of the five mellows. Five mellows, okay. There are two divisions of each of the five mellows, yoga, connection, and vyoga, separation. Among the mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many divisions of connection and separation. So it's again, we're continuing very technical things about the different mellows, the mellows of Santa Dasya, Santa Dasya, what is it? Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. So each has two divisions, yoga and vyoga. All right, purport. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, these divisions are described. Ayoga, yoga, vetasya, prabedhau, katitau, vabau. In the mellows of Bhakti Yoga, there are two stages, ayoga and yoga. Ayoga is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The meaning of yoga here, yoga is synonymous with vyoga in the verse there. Yoga, vyoga. So here it says, Sangha bhavo harir darir ayoga iti katyate ayoge tvam manas katvam tad gunadyanu sandaya tat prapta tat praptupaya chintadya sarvesham katita kriyaha. Learned scholars in the science of bhakti yoga say that when there is an absence of association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, separation takes place. In the stage of ayoga, separation, the mind is filled with Krishna consciousness, and is in the stage of ayoga, separation, the mind is filled with Krishna consciousness and is fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. In that stage, the devotee searches out the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said that in that stage of separation, all the devotees in the different mellows are always active in thinking of ways to attain Krishna's association. The word yoga, connection, is thus described. Krishnena sangamo yastu sayoga iti kirtyate. When one meets Krishna directly, that is called yoga. In the transcendental mellows of neutrality and servitorship, there are similar divisions of yoga and vyoga, but they are not variegated. The divisions of yoga and vyoga are always existing in the five mellows. However, in the transcendental mellows of friendship and paternal affection, there are many varieties of yoga and vyoga. The varieties of yoga are thus described. Yogo pi katita siddhis tushti stitir iti trida. Yoga, connection, is of three types: success, satisfaction, and permanence. The divisions of ayoga, separation, are thus described. Utkantitam vyogaschetye. Utkantitam vyogaschetye yogo pi dvidochete. Thus, ayoga has two divisions, longing and separation. So these are very intimate, very high topics like that, this yoga, vyoga. These things are also experienced in the material world. Everything we have is coming from the Supreme Lord, Chanmadiya Sayata. Prahlad Maharaj uses these words, vyoga, this yasmat priya priya, vyoga samyoga janma. Material world, this is the janma, this is a source of Shokagnina, sakala yonishu dayamana. And not only just for us human beings, but he says, sakala yonishu dayamana, they're being burned. We can see, sometimes we hear some animals, they're crying. You go to the slaughterhouse, they're crying. Their calf is separated from the cow. The cow starts crying. So these things, Yoga, connection. I used to tell some people that I heard that ek, yoga, ek is the way they say 1 + 1. It's not in Hindi, but I found it in Bengali, they say like that. Yoga, ek yoga, 1 + 1. Yoga means connection, not like gymnastics or anything. And vyoga, or in the purport, Srila Prabhupada uses the term ayoga, means the opposite, the separation. So this separation and connection, these things are going on, as we said, priya priya, priya apriya. Sometimes it's very nice, sometimes not so nice. Just like Srila Prabhupada gives many times, we have example of now the springtime today. It's supposed to get 85, I think then what is it? Monday, Tuesday morning is supposed to get like 30 degrees. And this way, Agamai Apayano Nichas is things coming and going, these Priya and Apriya. Some things are coming very nicely, some things are not coming very nicely. Shitoshna Sukha Dukha Da. These are giving Sukha Dukha Da. That means they're giving us this pleasure and distress. In the wintertime, the cold water is very horrible. In the wintertime. In the summertime, the same cold water, very pleasing. We want to get pleasing. So, all these things coming and going, priya, priya, viyoga, visamyoga, janma. What is the next? Shokagnina, sakalayonishu, dayamana, dukoshadam. So we make some kind of arrangement for our relief from these miserable conditions, dukoshadam. Dukkha is the misery, and oshadam is some remedy or some, usually medicine, but some in this case is be remedy. Dukkha oshadam tadapi, what is it? Dukkha oshadam tadapi dukkam atadyaham. There is making more problems, the so-called remedies. We make so much ugra karma, making all these factories and working hard day and night to make the fans to give relief from the summertime, the ACs, the units and everything, how we can find some relief from this heat of the summer and the cold of the winter. So, okay, this is the material aspect of this yoga and viyoga, because here we're talking about Krishna's, in connection with Krishna. Not the same. It's not shokagnina. It's not a miserable condition. It's not the fire of lamentation that Prahlad Maharaj is talking about. Here, this is all the source of here. It says here that in this stage of ayoga separation, the mind is filled with Krishna consciousness and is fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. So this is the actually recommended process by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's praised like that, that Govinda Virahena Me, that he, all these here miserable conditions, we're crying in misery, but here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Nayanam Galada Shudaraya Vadanam Gudgadaradaya Kira, that the throat becomes choked and the tears come from the eyes, but that's not the same kind of lament, shokagnina, that's the miserable conditions in the material world. That is the separation, feeling separations of Krishna makes the mind fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. When am I going to attain his association again? That is the purpose, that we want to come to that stage, that what is that? Kadaham Jamuna Tire Namani Tavakirtayan Udbashpa. Is that like that? When will that day come? When we can go on the banks? Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has that song. When will that day come when I'll that Kadaham Jamuna Tire, on the banks of the Jamuna, when will I chant your holy names on the banks of the Jamuna again? So that is the aspiration of the devotees, that they always thinking how to attain Krishna's association. So here in the verse there says, these are the two divisions of each of the five mellows, because these mellows, this, what is it, Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, they each have these two divisions, the connection and Vyoga separation. And then it says, among the mellows of friendship and parental or paternal affection, there are many divisions. of connection and separation. So these are described. This is all coming mostly from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Srila Prabhupada quotes Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the purport. And so these things are a little bit elucidated here in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It says that it gives an example of longing after meeting. What is that here? Oh, go back here. That this is, does it quote this one? No, I don't think so. It says, this is 3294-95. He quotes 3293. So it says that lack of association with the Lord is called ayoga separation. In this stage, the anubhavas are a concentration on the Lord within the heart, reviewing his qualities and thinking of means of attaining his association. There are two types of ayoga, utkantitam, longing at before ever meeting the Lord, and biyoga, separation after meeting. So then he goes on, the desire to see the Lord when the devotee has not seen him at all is called utkantitam. This be hopefully our stage that we're coming, aspiring for. An example of longing after before meeting from Nisringa Purana gives that King Ikshvaku became, because of his extreme attachment to the Lord, developed great ruti attachment, attraction. He developed great ruti for the black cloud because of its color, the Krishnasara deer because of its name, and the lotus which resembled Krishna's eyes. And Jiva Goswami gives a commentary, the king is Ikshvaku by great attachment to the Lord, because it mentions just the king in the verse. The king is Ikshvaku by great attachment to the Lord. Pakshapatena. He became attracted to the Krishnasara deer merely because of its name, and to the lotus because it resembled the eyes of the Lord. Another example, it gives another example of ukantitam, longing and separation, is given that day. I think this is Akura offering his prayers. I am going to see the Supreme Lord Vishnu, the reservoir of all beauty, who by his own sweet will has now assumed a human-like form to relieve the earth of her burden. Thus, there is no denying that my eyes will achieve the perfection of their existence. Purport, something is there. So, next verse it says, though it is possible for all of Vyabhichari Bhavas to appear in a yoga, utkantitam, within Priti Bhakti Rasa, Otsukya, Dainyam, Nirveda, Shinta, Chapalata, Jadata, Unmada, and Mohara are more common. These things are, Vyabhichari Bhavas are the transformations, they're transitory emotions that help, that are concomitant with the main rasa. Just like Otsukya is patience, he gives his otsukya, dainyam is, what is that? Lowness, humility, dainyam, humility, nirbheda, self-deprecation. Srila Rupa Goswami gives examples of all these different types. This is different feelings. So how all of these different feelings are being analyzed, these things are, how much they are important for our Krishna consciousness, they help us to understand we're not stone, we're living entities, we have all these different feelings. All these different feelings are coming from the spiritual activities of the Lord and his devotees. These things are giving us give some kind of glimpse, and we can actually understand something about the spiritual world by observing our activities our dealings in this material world. Although the dealings in the material world are this Shok Agni, Prahlad Maharaj describes that the source of great misery, lamentation, but in the spiritual world, same things. Even this separation and connection, even from Krishna's pastimes, we can see they're given examples. I think Pushkar quoted this verse. Queen Kunti spoke, Ime jana pada srida supakvo shadi viruda vanadri nadyudan vanto he dante tava vikshitai, that by the glance, just by the glance, tava vikshitai, by the glance of the Supreme Lord Krishna when he was on the earth planet, says all these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects, because the herbs and grains are in abundance, the trees are full of fruits, the rivers are flowing, the hills are full of minerals, and the oceans are full of wealth. This is all due to your glancing over. So even in the material world, this Krishna's yoga, the connection of Krishna, gives wonderful results. We've tried this with our garden, but it didn't work. We were glancing at our garden, it didn't flourish so much. But Krishna's glance is a different thing. Then it gives just the opposite. The whole chapter, chapter 14, first canto, describes how so many different anomalies. Yudhishthira is observing all these different symptoms. He hasn't found out yet that Krishna has left the planet, but he says, where are we going to start here? The pigeon is like a messenger of death. The shrieks of the owls and their arrival crows make my heart tremble. Goes on, the wind blows violently, blasting dust everywhere and creating darkness. Clouds are raining everywhere with bloody disasters. The rays of the sun are declining, and the stars appear to be fighting amongst themselves. Confused living entities appear to be ablaze and weeping. Rivers, tributaries, ponds, reservoirs, and the mind are all perturbed. Butter no longer ignites fire. What is this extraordinary time? What is going to happen? The calves do not suck the teats of the cows, nor do the cows give milk. They are standing, crying, tears in their eyes, and the bulls take no pleasure in the pasturing grounds. The deities seem to be crying in the temple, lamenting and perspiring. They seem about to leave. All the cities, villages, towns, gardens, mines, and hermitages are now devoid of beauty and bereft of all happiness. I do not know what sort of calamities are now awaiting us. I think that all these earthly disturbances indicate some greater loss to the good fortune of the world. The world was fortunate to have been marked with the footprints of the lotus feet of the Lord. These signs indicate that this will no longer be. So a meeting in this yoga and viyoga, ayoga, whatever you want to say, connection and separation from the Supreme Lord, this is a Rupa Goswami goes on, he says, quotes, what is this, from Krishna Karnamrita. O Lord, O protector of the unprotected, O ocean of mercy, how can I pass my unfortunate days without having seen you? And then Uddhava. O Krishna, you are an ocean of, these are examples of Otsukya, impatience. And we were talking about how two types of ayoga. Uh, separation, the longing before meeting the Lord and separation after meeting. So these are examples of within that. These all the different subsidiary feelings are there. With the separation, we're feeling impatience, lowness, self-deprecation, nirveda, pondering, chinta, chapulin, insolence. All these different feelings are there within this otkantya, within utkantya, utkantitam. It says, Uddhava says, O Krishna, you are an ocean of nectar for the eyes. Not having the pleasure of seeing you, seeing your two lotus feet, I am disturbed and my mind cannot find any happiness. A moment, it seems like many years. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yugayutam Nimeshena. This is a secret letter written by Uddhava in Mathura to Krishna in Braja. An example of lowness, doesn't say who this is prayer is by. O Lord, O ocean of mercy, with my hand folded over my head, I am praying in a humble mood with crying voice that you should sprinkle me with a particle of your generous glance. Another example, O slayer of Aga, even Shiva cannot see you, but I am more insignificant than an insect and full of sinful acts. Though I am unqualified for prayer, I am still praying. O friend of the fallen, that you bathe me with your glance. I think it's Bilva Mangala, maybe. And so anyway, so many examples are there. So in each of these different rasas, there says that in friendship and parental affection, there are many divisions of connection and separation. We know that when Krishna and his cowherd boys are playing in the pasturing grounds, they're going out, they're leaving the other residents in Vrindavan, they're going out to the pasturing grounds. So I think in the same Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says that there's different types of separation. Some Krishna is going far distance or Krishna is going near distance. So anyway, when the Krishna is going out with the cowherd boys, all the Mother Yashoda has a very difficult time leaving his association. That was this very nice description in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. She goes out and says, make sure you, tells Balaram, make sure he eats his lunch, just like here in the material world, make sure your child eats his lunch. And she comes up and says, have everything you need? Are you dressed properly? All these things, tell stories that they tried to offer Krishna shoes and umbrella when he goes out to the herd the cows, but she says, no, I can't take those things unless you supply for all the cows first. So then we hear in the Krishna book how Krishna sometimes goes off to a distant place and the cowherd boys, they're separated from him. They say, I'll go touch Krishna first. I said, no, I'll touch Krishna first. And they run after Krishna. And this way, this meeting and separation, connection and separation is going on, cowherd boys, and the residents of Vrindavan are counting the moments when Krishna will return from herding the cows, when they see the dust upraised by the hoofs of the cows coming, when they're returning. Everybody becomes jubilant and they go on there on the roofs of the houses and on the pathways. They're all standing waiting for Krishna to return. Even when Krishna returns, they curse Lord Brahma at the, what kind of eyes you made? These eyes, they blink. Can't see Krishna, they disturb our connection with Krishna. That ayoga, that's momentarily blinking of the eye. Of course, this is going on in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This will go on to the, here we're talking about the divisions of among the mellows of friendship and parental affection. Then, of course, the topic comes to the yoga and ayoga with the Madhurya Ras. That's generally called Sambhoga and Vipralamba. Sambhoga and Vipralamba, that's coming up in the next few verses. I don't know, I was going to speak something on that when I first saw the verse. We can leave that, but some things are there. Vipralamba has four divisions. These are nice topics. In the area of Barshana in Vrindavan, you can see the different four divisions. Mangar is there, where Radharani became very angry at Krishna, and therefore, sometimes even the animals there take part like this. Krishna, one time when Radharani was disturbed by Krishna's comparing her face to the full moon, she leaving Krishna's association, and snake is coming there, chasing Radharani back to the arms of Krishna. So all these, and as far as ayoga and viyoga, sometimes Govardhan Hill is described, I don't know what kind of mellow Govardhan Hill has with Krishna, but Sanatan Goswami describes how this Govardhan Hill is the hills, all the hills of Vrindavan, all the rivers and streams. Jamuna has also some tributaries that are there, were there, because even the Govardhan Hill had waterfalls were coming from Govardhan Hill. Manasi Ganga, they have. So they're all, the rivers are all drying up and the hills are all diminishing by the separation from Krishna, that ayoga or biyoga. So therefore, when we go out, we used to always request the devotees, when you're going out on Govardhan Parikrama, you chant Hare Krishna so that Krishna, that Govardhan Hill can be, have some feelings of, mitigate that feelings of separation from Krishna, because he's feeling great separation, just like we read here in the Yudhishthira Maharaj. I saw all these different symptoms that are there. So all these, all these different subject matters, they're only understand, we can only appreciate these things through these writings. Just Narottamdas.org gives that in his prayers, that Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bujabase Jugala Priti, that we can a little bit understand something, because these Goswamis, Rupa Raghunath, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's giving this all from Rupa Goswami's writings, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. These are all topics coming directly from there. So we can understand something by their mercy, by their grace. Haivi Akuti, we have to become a little bit eager to understand such things, because these things are not so simple to understand, not understandable by those who are killers of the self. What is that? Binab Pashugnat. That someone who is a killer of the self, he can't understand such things. We had some talks the other day on campus. We were there chanting. And they can't understand. People are meat eaters, and they can't begin to understand the different topics of this ayoga and viyoga and connection with Krishna, how Krishna is, everything is going on. They simply increase one's Krishna consciousness, just like here in the material world we have separation, this separation, but in this stage of separation, the mind is filled with Krishna consciousness and is fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. This is the recommended process. The six Goswamis, they were also exemplified that mood that Srinivasacharya says that describes the six Goswamis, Hey Radhe, Raja Devike Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta. Kuta means where you are. Nanda Suno, where you are. Where is the son of Nanda Maharaj? Where is Radharani? Hey Radhe, Raja Devike. All the associates there, we should feel that feelings of separation. This is very quickly burns up all these, this different kind of fire, Shokagnina, that we have in the material world, this fire of lamentation that we have in the material world. This can be destroyed by another type of fire, the fire of separation from Krishna. So all these things are there, just like Narottam Das Thakur, he describes that Kama Krishna Karma Arpane, all these so-called these disqualifications in the material, Kama Krodha Paya, that Kama we can utilize by working very hard for Krishna, Kama Krishna Karma Arpane. Kama means the desire or the lust or strong hankering. Krishna Karma Arpane. We utilize it for working very hard for Krishna. What is that? Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jani. We have some anger from this Rajagun. We utilize that for against the those who are envious of Krishna, Krishna's devotee. Kama Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jani. Those who are envious against the devotees. Loba Sadhu Sangha Harikata. We have this propensity for greed. We should become greedy to hear the topics of Krishna. Sadhu Sangha Harikata. The association of the devotees to hear Krishna consciousness. We have no hearing. We had some... anyway... I would go on to the Vipralamba of the gopis, but that's coming up in a few days. We have nice topics. I think we'll just stop there and someone can say something, or we can read more Chaitanya Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anybody has something? From Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we can read some more. An example of chinta in Utkantita, pondering or contemplating in Utkantita. I spend my nights expelling sighs of grief with bowed head, thinking myself unqualified for seeing the lotus feet of the Lord, although I have such longing to see them. And the commentary is, this is a solitary lamentation of some devotee. Hari Hari is an example of exclamation of grief. I spend my nights in intense contemplation, thinking in resignation that since I am so disqualified, I will have to remain as such, unfortunately. However, he describes himself as being, as still being thirsty for seeing the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, he hangs his head in hopelessness. The genitive case is used for the speaker to show his lack of respect for himself. And insolence is there, chapalyam. Chapel means also. What do you say? Chapalam means also disturbance, disturbed like that. Or you know that your sweet words astonishes. You know that your sweet youth astonishes all three worlds. Thus you and I can understand my insolence arising from my desire to see you. Give me some instruction. What should I do to see your rare lotus face with the attractive flute? What's going on? So, nothing? All right. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.